WBEN presents your home improvement tip of the week with me, Dominic Cortez. Well, let's face it, we all want a clean house, right? Beyond the sanitary side, there's something immensely soothing as well as satisfying about living in a tidy space, which is why researchers are always looking at how to clean better. Now, still, despite our best efforts, our homes will eventually get dirty and are in need of another cleaning job. But there are also ways that you can make cleaning easier and extend how much time passes before you need to do it all over again. Believe it or not, there are things that you or your household members are probably doing that may be getting in the way of a clean house. And here they are. How about this one? Top of the list. Wearing outside shoes in the house. Yeah. Taking just a few seconds to remove your shoes each time you come in from outside will save you hours of vacuuming. That's a quote from Mary Marlowe Leverett. She's a cleaning expert at The Spruce. Her article, The Dirty Dozen, featured in Cleaning Made Easy. Not to mention the bacteria and germs that will stay out of living areas. Make this habit simple for everyone by providing a bench or a chair for easy shoe removal. This simple at-the-door step will ensure that you're not tracking outdoor grime inside. Makes sense, right? Here's a good one I bet you never thought of. Not closing the toilet lid before you flush. Now, that lid isn't there just to keep you from dropping your toothbrush in the toilet, which it does that job too. Research has found that flushing the toilet with the lid up can spread contaminated aerosol particles almost 5 feet, effectively undoing any disinfecting or sanitizing that you've done in the bathroom. To keep surfaces clean of the things you can't see, close the lid before you flush and encourage everyone to do the same. I like that one. Something you probably never even thought about, right? How about cleaning with dirty tools? Now, a dirty mop or a sponge simply pushes around soil and bacteria. Take the time to thoroughly clean tools every time you use them by emptying completely or washing in hot water and adding a disinfectant. Neglecting your kitchen towels. Few cleaning items are as helpful or used as often as your trusty kitchen rag. Just make sure you're cleaning the rag enough. Data shows that kitchen towels are easily contaminated, and if you're only using those towels to dry, you probably are not tossing them in the wash as often as you should. Now, a few things are more frustrating than when a cleaning spray or tool doesn't work as expected. But sometimes you can't blame it on the tool. Maybe you didn't read the directions, huh? Most cleaners don't work instantly. Bottom line, spend 30 seconds reading the directions to avoid the 30 minutes of extra scrubbing. Now, viral cleaning videos may be entertaining, but they may not give you all the cleaning results you're hoping for, and some may even lead to declines in the quality of your possessions. Take the tips you find online with a grain of salt. If something seems too good to be true, well, you've heard the adage, it probably is. Now, if you see something that would really be help you out, test it carefully before going all in. And lastly, letting your cleaning jobs pile up is not a good idea. If you are a kind of family that maybe pools together to do the work and having a designated day for that, that may be a good idea. But if you're a family who does a bit of cleaning each day, like a load and an empty the dishwasher, complete the load of laundry, vacuum one or two rooms, then cleaning the entire house will not be so overwhelming. Make a short daily to-do list and assign daily tasks to everyone in the house. Within a few minutes each day, you'll save yourself from hours of cleaning during the weekend. There you go. Hey, if you missed any of this, or if you want to hear it one more time, well, simply go to the Odyssey app. It will be there for you. And I will be here for you at 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings, each and every Saturday morning, where I've been for 34 years, for Hammer Time Radio, here on WBEN.